It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back in on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on a Friday night after a Cardinals win against the Cubs at Wrigley Field. What could be better? Well, I'll tell you what could be better. We could be joined by the Spanish voice of the Cardinals, Polo Asensio, and we are indeed. Polo, what's happening, man?
Joe, you're being way too kind because that was a hell of a game. I'm very happy for the win. And first of all, thank you again for giving me a chance to talk to you and everybody who's listening to you guys. But I'm very happy for Pedro Páez. You know, this is a kid that nobody expected him to be here. We didn't believe it when he came up, right? Because of Wilson getting hurt. But the job he's been doing behind the plate, all of his teammates, and especially the manager, Oliver Marmol, talked about his job and his work ethic behind the plate to learn all the pitchers, pitches. And today, I mean, he did a great job with Kyle Gibson, bringing in those balls right on the line, like creating havoc behind the plate. And then in the eighth inning to hit that home run in front of friends and family. I talked to him yesterday before the team went to on the road to Chicago, and he told me he was very excited because some of his family members have never seen him play in the big leagues because he just got here. And they were going to be in Chicago and then in Miami. He is from Florida. So I'm very happy for him. And this was a great win. Great way to start the road trip. Great way to go back to 500. And hopefully this team keeps going and going and going, because I think we're getting tired of waiting, right? We're getting tired of waiting for that run. We had a good run a couple of weeks ago. Let's start another one. And I think today we start another run.
I'm so glad you mentioned Pedro Páez, because this is a guy that, look, all you can ask is when guys get their opportunities that they make the best of it, right? They make the most of it. And he has done that and then some. He was out there to catch Michaelis' great start against the Pirates this week. In fact, he made back-to-back starts in the homestand. And then, of course, today, as you mentioned, leading Kyle Gibson through that start in a windy Wrigley Field that can play havoc upon anybody. Yeah. And then, obviously, yeah, as you mentioned, the big home run. But I said this a little bit earlier today on the station, that when Wilson Contreras goes out hurt, you know, it could have been like, okay, fold the tents up. This is going to be a rough 6 weeks. It's going to be terrible. It's not been that, and it's been because of not just Pedro Páez, but obviously the play of Ivan Herrera, and those two have done such a good job in the absence of Wilson Contreras.
You are absolutely right. Like, and tell me, like, show of hands, who thought this was going to happen? Nobody.
Right.
Right? Maybe Pedro, maybe Ivan, but outside of that, we were all expecting, hoping for something good. Well, we got something really good. And don't be surprised, Joe, if when Wilson comes back, I mean, whenever he is, he actually posted something on his Instagram today. He is hitting full-on pitches now. I mean, think about this. This guy got a broken arm 4 weeks ago, and today he is hitting just pitches from the machine and everything. He did a lot of bullpens this homestand for the Cardinals. So don't be surprised if he meets the team in Miami, or for sure when the team comes back and faces the Giants here. But it's just phenomenal what those guys are doing. It's phenomenal the way the pitchers are trusting Pedro and, like you said, Ivan. And don't be surprised, as I was saying, if when Wilson comes back, we carry three catchers. You have Wilson starting most of it. Then you have Pedro behind Wilson. And you have a power hitter like Ivan Herrera in the bench, or perhaps flip and flop them. But I like it. I like that trio for now, a duo. And hopefully, you know, you are right. Hopefully I am right. And that's the way it goes. And that's the way we come back. Because, again, the Central is there for the taking. The wild card in the National League is there for the taking. And I believe we are due a bigger run than the one we had a couple of weeks ago. And it just, I mean, I'm excited. As you know, I'm always excited. I'm always happy to be in the stadium and do my job.
I was just going to say, that's right unlike now, you, right? You're usually so mild-mannered and reserved.
Always very quiet. I'm the quiet one. So it's I see something good happening. And you know, the pitchers are holding their own. The bullpen, as we know, you know, we have the big three with Helsley, JoJo, Romero, and Kittredge. But the other guys, you know, Ryan Fernandez doing a fantastic job. John King, fantastic job. Roy Croft, fantastic job. Now let's wait and see what O'Brien brings when he comes back, what Gio and which Gio we get when he comes back. And I believe this bullpen, you know, not only the big three, but it could be the big seven.
Paulo Asensio is with us. He's the Spanish language voice of the Cardinals. And I really agree with you. And it's something else that I've talked about, that, yes, you have the big three, but when you have the opportunity to spell them and every inning, every outing that you save them here is one that can come back at the end of October or the end of September, rather, or into October. But the other guys in the bullpen have been absolutely tremendous. We saw it in a game like yesterday where it's a short start for Lance Lynn, and they don't have to use as many of the guys. Kittredge did end up closing out that game yesterday, but they do have a lot of pieces here. And you're right. As I look today, I started the show talking about the fact that the Cardinals right now are a half a game in front of everybody else for a wild card spot.
I mean, Ryan Fernandez today, the eighth inning,
yes.
You, me, and everybody else thought, okay, let's bring in JoJo in the eighth inning. No. Ollie said, you know what, let's change it. Let's look for something different. He brings in Ryan Fernandez. He did a phenomenal job. And then, obviously, the wind helped a little bit to keep that fly ball for Patrick Wisdom. But at the eighth, it's Chicago, right?
The
ball
it,
can
right?
carry. Yeah. The ball can stay. And we are happy that it was for us. Today was for us. Hopefully, tomorrow is also for us. I'm excited for the second half of the season. I know we only have we played 67, 68 games, but I think the next 95 or whatever it is are going to be very exciting baseball. I mean, the next homestand is going to be crucial with the Giants, you know, a team that's in the race. Then you have the Braves, a team that is also in the race. It's going to be fun, man. This summer, I expect a fun summer with a lot of fireworks here at Busch Stadium.
And here's the thing, Paulo, you and I have seen it, you much more than I have. You're with these guys. You're inside the clubhouse. You're, you know, on the bus, on things like that. This is not a team that I have ever felt like was ever in a situation where they were just kind of like down on themselves or, you know, kicking the dirt. Boy, here we go again. I always felt like the attitude, the mindset in that clubhouse has been one of, yeah, we might be underachieving right now, but watch out, because when all the pieces come together, we're going to show you. And I feel like that is starting to take place.
You know what there was? There was a lot of head scratching.
Yeah.
A lot of head scratching because what's going on? Why are we not winning more games? Well, little by little, you're winning games. And the other thing that I've noticed, and especially this last homestand, and I talked about it with Ollie and other people in the clubhouse, the play of Nolan Arenado. I mean, he is not hitting home runs. We see that. He is not hitting 300. We see that. But he has been hustling a lot more. Like, we've seen him, you know, the grounders, the shortstop, the third base. He doesn't run all the way, but now he's running all the way. He had a couple of doubles here at Busch that maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, he doesn't even try to go to second. This time he took a chance. He got there. Tonight, today in Chicago, he took a chance. He was at second. Then next thing you know, he's scoring a run. So those little plays from the guy who is your leader or is supposed to be your leader on the team, do you think that other guys don't notice that? Do you think that the other kids, that the young kids, and even the Goldsmiths of the world, you know, the Carpenters, the Crawfords, when they come in and play, they don't notice that? They're like, hey, if Nolan is doing that, we can all do that. And that's what I see, and that's what I like. And you're right. Nobody was feeling sorry for the Cardinals outside of St. Louis. Nobody was feeling sorry for the Cardinals inside the clubhouse. A lot of head scratching, but like I said already, I think this summer is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I appreciate the point on Nolan Arenado. I think of that game, again, against the Pirates, the Tuesday night game where he also made the two fantastic defensive plays, yes. And it felt like vintage Nolan Arenado. There's no question about it. We've talked a lot.
He felt challenged, man. He felt challenged because on the other side, and I called it, you know, during the game when he robbed Ke'Bryan Hayes of a double,
yep.
And then going diving for the ball, and as he dives, he touches the bag. I called it in Spanish that he just robbed a double from the guy who stole his gold glove, and he's telling him, hey, you might have it, but I'm going back and getting it. And that's what I said in Spanish. So it's fun when you see a Nolan like that. A Nolan that is inspired inspires everybody.
I feel that same way, and I felt the same way about Miles Michaelis' performance that night. Everybody's talking about Paul Skeens. Nah. And here's the vet, Miles Michaelis, saying,
don't count me.
Yeah, look
don't,
what I can
don't
do, right?
Me, don't count me there, Joe. Don't count me there. Don't count me there. You know, Skeens, yeah, good start. Six and a third, six or eight strikeouts. Hey, that's pretty normal, right? Yeah, I get it. The kid is 22. That's fine. You know, but guess what? He's not a Cardinal. I'm not going to applaud that. It was a good start. It was not a great start. It was not six innings and 15 strikeouts. No. It was a good start. But guess who had a better start? Your guy, Michaelis. And like you just said, not only a good start, but also a better mustache. So I go with my mustache.
I loved that. Well, Polo, I appreciate you taking some time. I knew you were going to bring the energy, especially after a shutout win of the Cubs at Wrigley Field.
Oh, man.
I look forward to your predictions coming through, and I'll be excited to have a lot of fun this summer and a lot of fireworks at Busch Stadium, as you said.
Hey, why not? I mean, I don't pay for those fireworks.
That's right.
Fire them all every single night.
Polo, thanks,
man.
Yes, always appreciate it. That is the Spanish voice of the Cardinals, the Cardinales. That would be Polo Asensio. He and Benji Molina, of course, you can catch them anywhere. You can catch them on the TV broadcast, too, if you use that SAP button on your TV. But they are also WIJR Radio. But great to catch up with Polo and talk a little Cardinals baseball.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.